September 19th. And now, right now, I'm calling this one done. That moon tonight looks a lot like me. Not quite altogether. Beach ball the day after, half flat on the left side of its head. Migraine, maybe. Air gone missing. I have no idea why we both went from wide awake, light brimming over everywhere, puffy-cheeked kid with such a smile to saggy, dimmed down, looking out through vague, smudgy haze that either seeped out or seeped in about as much light as that nightlight I use now. Not because I'm afraid of the dark, because I'm afraid I'll get afraid of it if I don't. Kind of a relief, really. So intense. Too much pressure to keep the air in, pour the light out, teaching head heavy instead of TV head light. Hear that hissing? The air still going out of that moon from last night, my head, this book. 5 days in, and it's already half flat, like I'm stuck in all of Zeno's paradoxes at once. The halfway one, faster and faster to go slower and slower. A book in 20 days, then a book in 10 days, now a book in 5 days. I'm just saying, I can't write another book in 2.5 days. No way. I have chores to do today that I put off to finish this one. I teach tomorrow all day. So you tell me, where does a book get written there? And even if I did, you know as well as Zeno does that sooner or later, I'll be writing like a million books every microsecond and I'll still never get to done. And the arrow one, zinging along so fast, but each instant, a standstill. So which is it, zip-zip or zap? Time turning into space or vice versa? And that's summer in a nutshell. So stop action, day after day, you can't remember anything that came before. So fast, it's like it didn't even happen. And the race one, that tortoise, slow as those stones sliding over mud in Death Valley when the wind blows, and no matter how fast Achilles runs, he can't ever catch him with that too big head start he gave him. So if I'm Achilles, and maybe I am for all I know, I'm thinking I'm going to make a cup of tea and let that tortoise sweat it out, wondering whether I'm going to catch him at the wire because he's too slow to know that can never happen. No way, and I'm not even running anyway. And really, you could argue, this is not even a book, just another half book like the last one, that long line of half books, my history. And I was just trying to decide whether to put checkered or decorated in front of history. But the only way it sounded like a poem was if I used both, and you can't, because you end up with two half-thoughts that can't ever add up to one thought, each racing on a different track toward half-books, and I'm calling this one Paul's Paradox, and ditto, a cup of tea, Achilles. Let them run as long as they want, because so what if I get another half-book? It's a whole book world I work in. And maybe that's why I never got anywhere in this poetry racket. The only box you get is just too damn big for what I have to mail in. And sure, I could unroll a half book of bubble wrap. And I got a head full of it, believe me. Thousands of little pressed together polyvinyl pierogies keeping this bit of empty away from that one. And you need them, really do. Because if all that empty got together at once in there, there would be trouble. No way to say where this empty ends and that one begins on that long shelf of books, the ones Aristotle named. This is this, and that is that, and don't mix them up, okay, because it took me a lot of work to get them apart like that. The superhighway, right to www.bubblewrap.edu, and for some reason, I can't seem to write one whole one. But don't get me wrong. I have no bone to pick with www. Not at all. Because if it weren't for www. I'd be, what, Emily Dickinson, shoving stuff in a drawer where it dies. Or I do. And if I'm lucky, I mean like lottery-type lucky, some huge doofus like Higginson. Give me a break, Tom. What's with the Wentworth? Swoops in, scoops it up, and says, "Oh, look at her, look at me. Too big a prick to stick my neck out for her while she was here and would have loved it. And maybe even me." And hey, all I'm saying is if she says to me, "I love you," I'm out of here, like lickety-split, not even giving her the fake statue act. Just, well, you know, she's whacked out as all hell. And those poems are like, WTF. Hey, now she's gone, looky here, slicked up by me, they look like a good whole book. I'm so smart. Well, No, Tom, you're not. You are not. And I know enough now to know it wasn't always this way. Take Parmenides. He hardly wrote even a half a book, and he's on Amazon. Okay, I know someone has to write a long preface and add lots of notes, and there's tons of white space, so it doesn't just end up being 10 pages when you pick it up and you think, it's just two covers, bubble wrapped around empty. I got totally ripped off. Or I could just talk, not bother with all this typed up hype. Like Socrates, say, never wrote down one word, just yacked and yacked with anyone he could track down. And I would love, just love to be yak-yakking like that with smarties. About the soul, say. But the way things work where I work, I could sit in my office with the door open now till the cows come home, feet on my desk, and not one soul would walk through that door to talk about the soul. All of them crouching over desks behind closed doors writing whole books so they get to stay in the whole book building here with all the other whole book people, the ones I mean who might wave, weak, rushing by my office while I'm waiting. But if all Plato had was Protagoras, wave, Socrates, wave, well, there you have it, nutshell around nothing. So I'm going for a walk. I'm back. And first thing I noticed was, now all that air is out, there was room in there for me. I know, because I was there, all of me, on the drive over. Not me talking to me or pretending I'm talking to you when, get real, you know, and I know, you're not there, no one is, not for a half book at www. I mean me, just happy being me. And the drive went so slow. Maybe not slow, as that time in the Wayback Machine I smoked some laced weed and it took me a week to drive 3 miles home, and I was almost hoping I'd get pulled over so I could ask the cop, am I really only driving 0.01 miles per hour? Then I got there, and the sun routes I walked through right when I start are all just slumped over now, like their air was out too. A few flecks of yellow still stuck up on the stems, but summer on the run. And that was the last thing I can remember seeing on that walk, because it was just me seeing. Not me seeing so I could pretend to see you seeing me seeing. And now, right now, I'm calling this one done. And now, right now, I'm calling lots of things done. You might be one of them. All I know is I'm not. And this is not the end, because, like I said, now I'm on this side of that. And when I say now, I mean now.